This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump sending his condolences after a gunman opens fire at a Molson Coors brewery complex in Milwaukee yesterday.
Taking the lives of five people. A number of people were wounded, some badly wounded. Our hearts break for them and their loved ones.
The five killed were all employees. Then the gunman apparently took his own life. Police identifying him as a 51-year-old Milwaukee man who did work at the complex. Earlier, police had claimed he had been recently fired. The president spoke of those shootings in Milwaukee before beginning a coronavirus outbreak briefing at the White House. He says he's putting Vice President Mike Pence in charge of the administration's response to it. The president also saying the risk of the illness is still very low in the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
President Trump's re-election campaign is suing the New York Times, alleging that the Times intentionally published a false story about Russian interference in the 2016 election campaign in March of last year. The suit was filed in the New York State Supreme Court. New Orleans officials will be meeting today to discuss changes to Mardi Gras. It's a response to a Mardi Gras season that saw several people fall from floats, and two spectators were killed when they were crushed while trying to cross between tandem floats. A bill that will turn polygamy between consenting adults in Utah into a non-criminal offense is headed for that state's governor's desk. This is a member of a polygamist family. She was in the gallery as the State House passed the Senate bill yesterday.
My heart's pounding like this. I don't even know if it's real. It feels surreal, like it's so amazing.
Backers say the bill does not legalize polygamy, so it does not violate the state's constitution. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
More now on coronavirus, this time from Vatican City. Pope Francis expressing his closeness with those impacted by the rapidly spreading and potentially deadly virus, hugging and kissing dozens of people in a huge crowd yesterday, even though Italy is the site of the worst outbreak of what's also known as COVID-19 outside of Asia. Italy's had over 400 confirmed cases, and at least 12 people there have died of the virus. Also, during his Ash Wednesday homily, the Pope was urging Catholics to turn off the TV and open up the Bible. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill moving forward with a bill that would make lynching a federal hate crime, the House overwhelmingly approving the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act. California Democrat Karen Bass says it's a travesty that it's taken more than a century to specifically address lynching, adding it's terrorism directed at African Americans. One independent and three Republicans voted against that bill. And the not-really-meat-meat craze continues. Now, Starbucks says it will serve up fake meat. The coffee chain's adding plant-based Beyond Meat to its menu beginning next week, though for now only in Canada. The company says it does plan to offer the Beyond breakfast sandwich in the U.S., though there is no firm date announced yet for that. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, coming to you live this week from NRB 2020 in Nashville, Tennessee. Just kind of hanging out with the cats and having good fun here, sharing time with ministry leaders, key faith influencers, movie producers. Boy, had a great time. Ran into Herman Cain, Mr. 999, yesterday at a short visit. He's going to be coming on the show in the next couple of weeks. Said, yeah, he'd be happy to come on in and, you know, have a good time and talk about life, talk about business, talk about politics, all that good stuff. Also, interestingly enough, Jason Jones, our old friend from Hawaii. What a great story Jason has had in his life. Jason was one of the first men that I spoke with a number of years back that shared his story, and one that I felt that needed to be told about abortion. His then girlfriend at the time had an abortion. Her father took her to a clinic to abort his child while he was away going to boot camp, with the projection that he was going to come back home and, you know, marry his girlfriend and raise his family. But while he was gone, his father, soon to be father-in-law, ended up forcing the daughter to abort the baby, and it's just, it was so crushing to him. And his heart's cry was one that I feel like more and more men are starting to realize across this country, that it's not just about women's rights, and it's not just the women that are affected, but that there are men, and in some cases, some men who are not aware. Shane Pruitt is on the line with us right now, and we're going to talk with Shane. I want to bring him on right now, only to comment here. Shane, I don't know if you've heard of Jason's story before, but it really is heartbreaking, and it's one that I'm realizing that more and more men across this country are coming to realize that, abortion, they want to talk about, you know, the woman, and but they're ignoring clearly that men have a vested interest in the pregnancy as well.
Hey, Bill, it's such an honor to be on. Yeah, that's true. I have not heard Jason's particular story, but yeah, obviously it takes two people to make a baby.
Yes.
And yeah, it's sad, I think, when two people are not making decisions for the well-being of the child as well.
Exactly. Well, interestingly, as I was talking with Jason, a guy I've been trying to talk with for a long time. See, this is the beauty of, you know, coming together, people of faith, in a location like this, you know, once a year at NRB, is, by happenstance, you run into people. And I'll tell you, it's been several years, literally several years, I've been trying to get David DeLeiden on the air with us to talk about his story. And he is the investigative journalist who talked, he and another reporter, reporter, were the ones that spoke with the Planned Parenthood doctors about selling baby parts, if you remember. And what a lot of people are not quite on top of and realizing that David has taken a major bullet for life because of an activist judge in San Francisco put the pressure on him. And though Planned Parenthood was breaking the law clearly in selling baby parts, he's the one that's faced with the circumstances and the consequences of it. Gone to jail. He's been in court, been convicted of a crime. And meanwhile, the people that perpetrated this illegal activity, they're running around scot-free. And I think David's legal fees are in excess of, I think, $200,000 right now and growing.
Yeah, I actually connected with him last night. I was there as well. And
oh, you did? Okay.
At the leadership dinner, me and Benjamin Watson spoke at the leadership dinner last night. And afterward, Ben asked me to come up and preview his documentary. You know, he has a documentary coming out this year called Divided States of America on abortion, politics of it, the racial side of it. Mm-hmm. And he was David was actually in the room last night.
Right.
So I got to hear more of his story. So.
Exactly, and that's where he was headed. He and Jason, and Jason says, "Yeah, I got to get you and Benjamin hooked up here." And we were talking about the documentary. So you had a chance to preview it last night.
Yeah, I did. I am excited about it coming out. I think it approaches the subject holistically. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, he shared a little bit of it last night during the leadership dinner. And it was great. I'm just glad that I spoke before him and didn't have to follow him.
Well, I mean, come on. The guy's a massive individual. He's just an awesome athlete, right? And, that's like one of the things they teach you early. I mean, you don't follow dogs, kids, and super athletes. And you better have a super A game in your pocket ready to go, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, when you get to open with Super Bowl champion, you kind of get an advantage over people for sure. But it was an honor. Yeah, I actually preached a message last night before him. They asked me to come and preach, and I was so honored. Afterward, we were talking, and he was like, "That was so great." He's like, "Can we take a picture together? Hey, I want you to come preview my documentary." And mm-hmm. he asked me to open in prayer.
Very cool.
It was one of those real moments of like, who am I to get to do this? So what an honor it was, for sure.
Well, don't you love God? I mean, God has a way of giving his favor when we least expect it and things like this. And, you know, for that perfect time, and I know that your schedule was slammed and you had to leave a little bit abruptly. Otherwise, we'd be face-to-face here this morning. And you're at the airport, and fortunately, you found a quiet place where we could have a conversation. So thank you so much for doing that, Shane.
It's a true honor, Bill. Thank you so much.
So with this documentary, you say it's a holistic approach. I mean, there's been a lot of documentaries, a lot of movies. I mean, Unplanned. We got Ashley Bratcher coming up a little bit later on this morning that we're going to be talking, and I've spoken with her. And, of course, Ashley was featured. She played the role of Abby Johnson as a clinic director, a Planned Parenthood director, and a great, great story and very, very powerful. And I believe it was one of the first times that people actually saw an abortion on the big screen.
Yeah. I mean, she was also in the room last night as well. Like, and it was definitely one of those God divine moments of being asked to come and be a part of that. It was something that I had not planned. Like I said, I was just there to speak, and mm-hmm. and then was brought into the room. And yeah, I think the documentary is unique in the sense of it is a holistic approach of coming at it from a political angle, the history of it, the racial side of it, there's a section where it's talking about that really abortion started out as really through racial means, and it's really an act of racism a lot of times.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the full length. We saw about 10 minutes of it last mm-hmm. night, and wow. It's going to be a 90-minute documentary, so I'm excited to see the full length when it releases.
Well, and it's amazing. And of course, we know what's happened in the past. There have been black leaders like Dr. Ben Carson who've come out and called it nothing short of a black holocaust with what's
sure.
happened with abortion. You know, we know Margaret Sanger, a eugenicist. I mean, that was her idea, and this is why her and Adolf Hitler were buddies, and they related, to each other's philosophy, was that they wanted to eradicate the less than. And here it is, particularly in America, is blacks and minorities, where you got 40% roughly of abortions being conducted on blacks, 25% Hispanic. You know, those numbers are just incredible, and we're looking at 63 million babies and counting. I mean, you know, you think of the lives and the potential that have been erased, you know, from our history. I mean, this is, it's heartbreaking on so many levels. We're talking with Shane Pruitt, and we're going to be talking about his new book, Nine Common Lies Christians Believe. Stay with us. More from Shane on the other side of the break. It's just about 15 after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The coronavirus has 11,791 cases in China alone. And one of its largest cities in China, Wuhan, is quarantined with 11 million people isolated. Our government has suspended air service to China to try and control the spread of the virus in the United States. Experts are now saying that the incubation period can be as much as 2 weeks, and we could see a spike up in cases in the United States soon. So here's your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Get a flu shot, regardless of the fact it's not specifically for coronavirus, because that shot doesn't exist. You can get a flu shot for free at your local VA facility, and some drugstore chains offer free shots to vets. Ask your pharmacist the next time you're in his store. Remember, the life you could save can be your own and the other people you don't contaminate. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
What Don't you love the lyric here from Danny Goking? It is our time, ladies and gentlemen. Do not give up in fighting the good fight. We're only just beginning. And after all, you have to think about what we're fighting for, Shane Pruitt. I mean, this isn't about us. This is about our kids, our grandkids, these, you know, the next generation. What kind of America, what kind of faith and spirituality are we going to hand off to them?
Yeah, it is so important, and it's got to be the Word, it's got to be the Gospel, it's got to be Jesus. And last night, actually, you know, speaking at the NRB Leadership Dinner, that was my point. The culture is constantly changing, but the Gospel doesn't.
Amen.
So sometimes the best way to move forward is return back to the basics, because one thing that's never changed is a need for the Gospel and that God is mighty to save, and we got to stand firm on the truth of God's word, not back down, be loving and kind, but also be bold with our faith and share the gospel, because that is the hope of the world.
As I said yesterday, same yesterday, today, and forever, he is our North Star. When all the world is going in chaos and trying to figure out what's going on, you got political conversations happening the way they are and the lack of civility, boy, there's always a loving Father we can come to, right?
No doubt. Yeah, absolutely and completely.
Shane Pruitt is with us, serves as the National Next Gen Evangelism Director for the North American Mission Board. He's been in ministry for more than 18 years as a denominational leader, church planner, lead pastor, and student pastor. In Shane's latest book, which we've been talking about, Nine Common Lies Christians Believe, Shane, this was something. I mean, your passion is much like mine, and I think this is why there's so much compatibility here, and this is the pursuit of truth. I mean, we've got to refocus on what is real and what is true and honest and right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's the vision of the book. And we partnered with some great publishers, and Penguin Random House and Waterbrook Multnomah, and it's an orange book with a jackalope on the cover.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
It's easy to spot. It's available everywhere books are sold, but the vision of the book is this, is that there's some cultural cliches, some one-liners that we as the church, for lack of a better term, have adopted into our faith, baptized them, and made them a part of our vernacular that aren't necessarily biblically true. And, you know, and they're cliches we've all heard and known and probably been guilty of sharing ourselves at some point, but, you know, cliches like God won't give you more than you can handle,
right,
or follow your heart, or believe in yourself. Or if a loved one dies, God gains another angel, or God just wants me to be happy. So each chapter takes one of those cliches that's a lie. They're more than sentiments. They're actually lies that will hold us back in our faith. Because if you think about it, we typically share those sentiments with someone who's struggling or going through a difficult season of life, right? You don't usually say God won't give you more than you can handle to someone who's having the best day of their life. Usually it's someone who's going through a difficult season. And what we know, Bill, is what's going to get us through that dark night of the soul is God's word, God's infinite truth, and not some cultural cliche that's not even biblically true. So each chapter takes one of those cliches, and then what does the Bible actually have to teach about that and a better truth to move forward with?
Exactly.
That will give us hope.
How did this become personal for you and your wife? You know, you had to write this?
Yeah, absolutely. So this book is definitely an overflow from our life story. I have a wonderful wife named Casey. We've been married 15 years. We have 5 kids that are 13 and under. That's a prayer request.
Well, exactly. I love it.
So, yeah, we have a 13-year-old and an 8-year-old, both daughters. They're both biological daughters. We have a 7-year-old son adopted from Uganda, a 4-year-old son, Elliot, and a 2-year-old daughter, Glory, they're both adopted from Texas. But our 7-year-old son, Titus, from Uganda, when we adopted him, we knew he had some special needs, but we didn't know the severity of those needs until we got back to the state, got back into health care here and through our children's hospital where we live. And long story short, we found out he has a rare seizure disorder called LGS, or Lennox Gastro Syndrome, which basically means he has 6 to 8 major seizures every single day.
Oh, wow.
You know, Bill, there's no kind of suffering like watching your child suffer.
Exactly.
And so for the first year of that, we were in ministry. Now I travel and speak full-time, serve with the North American Mission Board, and work with the next generation and help churches do that. But at that time, I was pastoring a fast-growing church, and so we would internalize a lot of our struggle. And well-meaning people would say things like, well, you know what the Bible says, God won't give you more than you can handle, or if God calls Titus home, then God had gained another angel, and they're like, the Bible doesn't say that at all. And it's well-meaning people, but that's not what the Bible says. In fact, if anything, everything is more than we can handle, and if it was about what we could handle, we wouldn't need a God.
Exactly.
I think often, every day, we do go through things that are more than we can handle, and it teaches us faith to trust a God. So here's the deal, is that it's not about what we can handle, it's about what the Holy Spirit of God can handle through us. That God will never give us more than He can handle through us. And that's what faith is all about, trusting Him moment by moment of every day.
It's that opportunity to reconnect with God's truth, is it not? And sometimes we get in the way, well-meaning people of faith, because it's what they've heard, but they haven't really paused to think about what it is that they're saying and how they're really putting, God in a box. It's almost like one of those moments. It's kind of like with Jesus and Peter, right? Peter telling Jesus, hey, don't worry. You're not going to die. You don't have to do that. We're here for you. He goes, hey, get behind me, Satan. Right?
Yep. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, completely. And that was probably the statement we heard more than any other was, God won't give you more than you can handle. And so after God just took us on a journey and really got us into a healthy spot, it's never easy watching your son suffer every day. Today. But when we got to a healthier spot of just really trusting the Lord, returning back to the basics of Scripture, back to the truths of the gospel, and back to the truths of the Word of God, Genesis through Revelation, all 66 books, then we started making a list. What are some of these other cliches that we tend to say as the church? And that's how the book came together. And it's just, I've been overwhelmed by the reach of the book and what it's done. A lot of churches have used it as a sermon series or a small group study. It's even something that I work with the next generation a lot, so it's even something that young adults can do. And I know student ministries have even used it as a study and sermon series. And it's just all glory to God.
Amen.
To what God's done with this book. But I think it connects because everybody's heard those cliches. So
exactly. What you're dealing with here, like forgiveness. We talk about forgiveness almost to death. But it's like, when it comes down to it, are we going to do it God's way or our way?
Yeah, completely. Yeah, and that's one of the chapters in the book is the cliche, I can never forgive that person. And that's become one of my favorite chapters because in there we talk about what biblical forgiveness is. That there's a difference even between forgiveness and reconciliation. Reconciliation is an act of faith between you and God. You're going to trust God to be God in that situation. You're going to trust God to be the great judge. You're going to allow the Holy Spirit to remove that bitterness from you. And reconciliation takes two people. That takes two people forgiving, two people apologizing, two people compromising, two people meeting.
And exactly.
Yeah, and in there is a section called Forgiveness Lies. And even within that lie of I can never forgive that person, I think the reason we feel that way is there's actually lies that we believe about forgiveness that aren't real truths. For example, like if I forgive someone, that means I have to be best friends with them again. Well, that's not always going to be the case. Or if I forgive someone, that means I'm condoning their action.
Exactly.
No, it's not. You're trusting God to be God in that moment, and you're allowing Him to handle that situation.
Yeah, we get into kind of a bit of a Trinity dynamic. It's you and me. It's the people involved in that quotient of forgiveness. You, me, plus God. It's got to be all three involved, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Well, Shane, I look forward to having you back on. We got to continue this conversation. I regret we didn't get a chance to meet face to face, but hey, maybe God has another plan for the two of us, right?
Hey, I would love to be on anytime, Bill. I would love it.
You got it. Shane Pruitt, his book, 9 Common Lies Christians Believe, available at all the usual places. And, of course, we're going to link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Shane, God bless. Good to talk to you. Take care, buddy. All right.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements. formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy two, get the third one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the BioField Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump sending his condolences after a gunman opens fire at a Molson Coors brewery complex in Milwaukee yesterday.
Taking the lives of five people. A number of people were wounded, some badly wounded. Our hearts break for them and their loved ones.
The five killed were all employees. Then the gunman apparently took his own life, police identifying him as a 51-year-old Milwaukee man who did work at the complex. Earlier, police had claimed he had been recently fired. The president spoke of those shootings in Milwaukee before beginning a coronavirus outbreak briefing at the White House. He says he's putting Vice President Mike Pence in charge of the administration's response to it. The president also saying the risk of the illness is still very low in the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil. A has-been. Full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And we're here at NRB 2020 in Nashville, Tennessee, hanging out with the cats. Ann White is back with us. And, you know, don't you love this? I mean, it's time for old friends to get back together, get some new friends, and, you know, for us to share our faith, to be encouraged and all that good stuff.
It is great, Bill. It's great to be back with you.
Yeah.
It's so wonderful, and it's been an exciting week so far, and still got more to go.
And for you, an exciting year. I mean, every year just keeps is this amazing for you, what God is doing?
Absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, when you decide to open your hands and let God take over your life and you just say, Lord, send me. Mm-hmm. I'll go wherever you open the doors and you pray through those doors. You better get ready. You better buckle up because it's going to be a fast ride.
You know, buckle up, buttercup, as they say. Yeah, and the thing, you know, as you say, and for some people that have prayed that prayer and maybe have wanted it, but this is a process. I mean, it's not like all of a sudden God's going to send a tsunami over you.
No.
You know, it's a little bit at a time, and sometimes you got to go out in the desert for a little bit, like somebody else we knew that had to be out there for about 40 years, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
I hate that 40-year thing. You know?
I do, too, but, you know, I think about that because my journey really started when I was 46 years old, so I think I spent some time in the desert during that first 46 years.
Right. Well, fortunately, we're in this microwave generation that things are speeding up a little bit, and I mean, good and bad. I say, you know, sometimes being in this microwave generation, it's kind of comical. God must laugh because as quick as things can happen. So, you know, with a microwave, we're that generation that still stands in front of a microwave and yells, hurry up, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, God told us about that in the book of Daniel. If we read the prophecy in the book of Daniel, he says, information will increase, and man will go to and fro. I mean, the speed of things is speeding up.
Yes.
And we see prophecy coming to life every single day.
Yeah, it's almost like the onion skin. You know, you get it peeled back, you know, layer by layer. And then the thing is, it's amazing. This is, you know, what's so humbling about it is that when you think you know it all, and then God peels back an onion skin and you go, oh, wow. You know, how did I miss that, right?
I completely have learned, seriously. And I think it comes with age, and I'm grateful for that age. It's a little more wisdom.
Now, she's saying age over and over again. I got to tell you, you know, you're probably thinking, oh, my God, what is she, 80 or something? No, she's far from it. My goodness. I mean, you know, she looks terrific, and she's got a lot of vibrancy and bounce to her step. In fact, I was teasing her because she's wearing these red high heels, and I said, be careful, don't put those heels together. You're going to be in Kansas before you know it.
You know what?
I think you're just missing Toto in the little bag, you know.
You know what? I think I am, but I'm going to pass on that. I'm going to go God's direction.
Amen.
This time.
Amen. I'm right with you. So update us. Tell us what's going on here with,
goodness.
You know, I mean, of course, last time we talked, you know, she is strong and courageous, you know, the devotional that you've done. And but this is really in your prison ministry. I mean, wow, I'm just hearing so many great things about how God is using you.
Yeah, you know what? It has been an incredible ride. And, you know, when you try to outgive God, you just can't do it.
Yeah.
And so just in this past year, in June, we released the New Testament portion of our Women's Voiced audio Bible.
I love this. Yeah, this is great.
My goodness.
Yeah, why a Women's Voice?
Well, we work with at-risk women. We work with at-risk and incarcerated women. God continues to open doors into the state prison systems. We're in Georgia, Missouri, and Alabama now. And we're getting ready to go into the federal prison systems and other states. And this is something that God began opening doors about 2.5 to 3 years ago. And we knew, just in general, working with at-risk women, we needed to get God's word in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
That is the foundation, is it not?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then look at the response. I mean, from the women, but also the law enforcement. I mean, they're welcoming this because, I mean, they're seeing change. And it's something they can't, you know, oppose on, I mean, put upon, you know, these women.
Correct.
I mean, it has to be from
it's
the inside
option.
Out, right?
It is absolutely an option. But these women are drawn to the Lord. I think, you know, women come in there, and I've had women tell me that are in prison for 15, 20 years, and they're saying, when I got arrested, I didn't realize it at the time, but I really got rescued. Because God rescued them from their environment, from their surroundings, but they still have broken scars inside, Bill.
Exactly.
And that's what we began to work with them on, a biblically based mental health curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
But we also knew they needed, if they were going to be completely grounded and prepared for release, which 95% of our inmates in the United States, which is a huge number.
Right.
They all go home. They come back into our communities, and they go back to their families. And we want them to go back spiritually healthy,
exactly. But
also mentally healthy. There's some scars that need to be healed, but we need to implant God's word. And that was what brought about the audio Bible.
Well, the other thing, too, and I'm curious, and maybe you know this number, but in terms of, because whenever you're talking about incarceration and people, you know, fulfilling their obligation, coming out, we look at recidivism.
Absolutely.
I got to imagine these women that are now grounded, the recidivism. The rate is totally different than someone who has not been grounded.
That is correct. And you and I know this is life-changing. We know that when you develop a personal close relationship with Jesus Christ and you get in His Word at least 4 or more times a week, I mean, every day is what we really need to be doing, it drowns out the messages of the world. It changes your thought patterns. My mom used to say, you are what you eat. Well, you are what you put in your mind.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and this is a good point, and this always drives me nuts, because this is certain thing about statistics where they can still give you the wrong feel, that somehow 4 times a week becomes the standard.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the standard.
No, it's not.
I mean,
that's
if
the
Jesus
minimum.
Himself, I mean, even then from the standpoint, Jesus Himself said, look, it's not by bread alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's by every word that comes from the mouth of God, right? So where are we? And the thing is, if you're not hungry for the word of God, again, like Anne, and I'm saying this to you, this is a process. I didn't always feel this way.
Yeah.
It's only by experience, just as you with your ministry and trusting God. And as you said, hey, look, I'm available. Let's do this. And you made baby steps, and now here you are, and you're jettisoning, and you're probably looking back and going, whoa, wow, look at what God has done. And it's the same thing experientially in being in His Word, is that you start out, and then when that switch flips, you go, how do people live life without the Word of God.
Correct. Absolutely right. And, you know, we live in a fast-paced world. It's easy to get caught up in that. If Satan wants to distract me, he's going to keep me busy. Mm-hmm. And I am busy. But when I can find ways that I can digest God's Word, even in my busy, fast, daily life. Mm. And that is why the audio Bible, not only for these inmates, but also for each and every one of us, is so important. So I listen when I'm putting on my makeup, or I'm, you know, in that commute in my car, or I'm at the airport waiting for my plane. I am listening to God's Word because it just gives me hope and encouragement.
Exactly. And again, the impact of women talking to women, woman hearing a woman's voice. Traditionally, we always heard a man's voice,
mm-hmm.
right?
That is correct.
In fact, it was interesting because the other day I was at a Bible study and they played an audio track and it was a woman's voice. And mm-hmm. I thought, wow, this is really cool. But especially, you know, for women that you are trying to build up and rebuild and establish a foundation, this has got to just be an incredible blessing for them.
It is. So women we work with that have had trauma, abuse, neglect, abandonment in their past, they are often triggered by the voice of a man. It's just a reality.
Amazing.
And so while we have some incredible godly men surrounding us and kind of the wind beneath our wings, a woman's voice is simply more soothing and comforting. And so when we realized that we needed to get a woman's audio Bible started was because we went out there and searched for one, and we mm-hmm. could not find one. We found a couple New Testament versions that were dramatized. So we met with Tyndale and said, hey, we really need to produce this. We're willing as a ministry to go out on a limb. It's a huge project,
yes.
but we're willing to go to our donors, ask for their support. And so within 3 months after that, I think it started about in late 2017, we were recording by March of 2018.
Wow.
And we'll be complete with the entire Bible. We've got the New Testament and 8 books of the Old Testament on our app. It's a free app. But we'll be adding the other 31 books. We're completely paid for. And it'll be done on August 1st this year. It'll be the first women's voiced audio Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
You know, and to hear you say, and I hadn't even thought about it, is that women who have suffered abuse and hear a male's voice, how that could trigger. Wow, I mean, just what we want to do is re-wound the women that we're trying to heal.
Mm.
I mean, that really breaks my heart. I mean, mm-hmm. to think about it, I hadn't even thought about it in that terms. But yes, wow, that is heart awakening, and I'm so appreciative of your ministry and what you've done. How God is continuing to use you and touching the lives, and you know, showing a new way for women and giving them an alternative. Because boy, their future. I mean, their future still lies ahead of them, right?
Absolutely, the best is yet to come.
Amen. Anne White, internationally known author, speaker, passionate Bible teacher, as you can tell, and of course her devotional Strong and Courageous. So many other things. Courage for Life, that's where you want to go for more information, right?
Absolutely, courageforlife.org.
This is sponsored by SAP Concur. According to new research from SAP Concur, nearly 60% of business travelers have changed their travel plans because they didn't feel safe. More than 77% of female travelers say they have experienced harassment or mistreatment while traveling. Nearly 40% have been ignored by service workers, and nearly a third have been catcalled during a business trip. Kim Albright, CMO for SAP Concur.
An equal world is an enabled world, and that's the theme of this year's International Women's Day. At SAP Concur, we believe employers need to work harder to better enable women and other business travelers to stay safe. Employers can do this through better training, technology, and other resources. For example, there are apps that can help travelers understand the safety levels of hotel locations, and other resources to identify developing dangers.
Executives, corporate travel managers, and employees can learn more at concur.com/travel tips. This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to new research from Bank of America, 51% of Americans believe they're not saving enough to achieve their financial goals. What are you saving for? During America Saves Week this February, Bank of America is encouraging people to review their financial habits, make a plan, and commit to healthy savings behaviors. Kevin Condon, Bank of America executive.
Understanding how to budget, plan, and manage your money is a critical component of financial security, and it's never too late to begin saving. Building healthy savings habits may seem daunting at first, but Bank of America offers educational resources such as Better Money Habits and automatic savings tools like Keep the Change to help you become a smarter saver and reach your financial goals.
For more savings insights, strategies, and resources, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, I mean, given those alternatives, come on, you know, a binary choice, live free or die. You know, but I think that this is what's missing, you know, from the debate these days, is the idea of freedom. It was interesting. Dr. Tim Clinton is with us, and we're going to be talking about his book that's going to be coming out in a couple of months called Take It Back. You know, Tim, interesting, you know, the conversation, you know, with millennials and this idea, this lack of understanding what liberty and freedom is all about. And to me, it's the ultimate. And you truly can't be free apart from God. I don't know how you can do that.
Yeah, Bill, it's pretty sobering when you see the trends in the next generation. It's a little confusing too, though, because there are a lot of young people whose hearts are going toward the Lord,
yeah.
And they do care about the values that matter. But when you see this socialism and all this stuff being pumped and this mass going in that direction, it's actually stunning to me.
Mm-hmm. But there's a reason for it. Like anything, when you look back historically, when you have a wave of one movement, so to speak, you have to, you know, historians stop or you know, some of us who have that wiring that God has blessed us with, is that we start looking, okay, where's God in this? Because you can't have one without the other. Yeah. Where you have God, then you're going to have the antithesis. I mean, I look back in the 70s. I was in Southern California. We had the Jesus movement going on.
Sure.
You know, you had the Flower Children of San Francisco in Haight-Ashbury. And then, you know, from the Jesus movement, I mean, you know, then you get this hedonistic blend of free love and all this stuff. You go, what is going on here? But it's like you can't have one without the other.
Yeah, you know, Paul in Romans 7 said, prone, it's kind of like that prone to wander. Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. He said, the things I would do, I don't.
Yes.
The things I wouldn't do, I do. And daily I've got to reckon and yield my life to Christ. There's always this tension that's going on. And you can trace it all the way back to the book of Genesis, really.
Mm, yes.
And so at the heart of it, though, is it's like it's penned in Ecclesiastes. We're made for God. We really are.
Yes.
I mean, He has set eternity in our hearts. And there will always be this constant push-pull in that direction. The issue is whether or not we're going to rise to the occasion to step into the moment and be champions of truth. Mm-hmm. If we don't, who will? You
right.
know that?
Well, that's our integrity. If you forsake your integrity, you know, God has designed us to worship Him, right? But But we exchange the truth for a lie, as Romans says. It's part of that fallen human nature that we deal with, as you say, and I use that quite often because I find that in my life as well, as the things I want to do, I don't. That which I don't, I do. It's so frustrating at times. You just want to bang your head up against the wall. But when you understand that, it's not only humbling, but it's also, as Jesus said, it helps you realize how much you've been forgiven and how much mercy flows to you that you can extend to others, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people are hungering. They're drawing back for God. I think a lot of people are hurting, and they're going to the church looking for hope. Not sure the church necessarily steps up and meets them at that point of need. Mm-hmm. Often, we're trying to move the needle a little bit there.
Lost opportunity.
You see a lot of people worshiping the Lord in spirit, but truth is kind of out the window. Biblical illiteracy, is rampant.
Yes.
You know that? And we've got to press in and get back to what saith the Lord, and why does that matter? And either his word's true or it isn't.
Amen.
You know that?
Amen. Yeah, and I appreciate the encouragement, and I'm always I always bring that with a warning when we're talking, you know, to these hardworking pastors and church leaders who want to do better, and it's a call for us to pray that they come to the truth of where they are in the opportunity. I mean, I always look back and, you know, talk about looking back in historical moments. 9/11. Look what happened right after 9/11. The churches, all of a sudden, they had a crowd of people coming to church going, help us understand what's going on here. And interestingly, during that period of time, we got Jonathan Kahn coming up next hour, and he wrote a great book called The Harbinger. And it was a comparative of Isaiah 9 and 10 versus what was going on in the United States. Isaiah pointed to the defiance of the children of Israel. They were defiant, and they didn't see God's judgment. They just said, hey, we're just not big enough. We need to build the walls taller. We need to have a better fighting force, all that sort of thing. Same thing that the United States ended up doing all these years later at 9/11, instead of realizing, hey, look at, could this be God's hand of judgment upon us? And the church was ill-prepared to respond and answer, and they wanted to get, you know, stay in the traditional flow of what, most of the churches. And I saw that as a lost opportunity. That's why I was saying that the opportunity that you were mentioning earlier, I think this...
We had Jonathan show up at our World Conference here, right here in this hotel.
Oh.
We had 7,000 counselors from all 50 states, 40 countries here. Jonathan spoke on that very subject, and boy, was the audience moved.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, he, like many others, are in this moment championing a voice that needs to be heard.
Without a doubt.
I mean, somebody better start saying something.
Exactly.
And then even more than that, some people need to step into, again, this moment.
Yes.
And be bold about what we believe, who we are, because either it goes back to even Christ himself saying, hey, who do people say that I am?
Exactly.
Let's get back to the fundamentals. And if that's true, and then we can hold tenaciously to it, then it changes the world.
Without a doubt. Boy, I'll tell you, I want to pause for a moment. I want people to just swallow and really let that sink in, because what you just shared is so critical. This is where we are right now. Are we going to continue with business as usual? Are we really going to accept and understand?
Mamby-pamby around, you know, and soft pedal and not stand up and fight. I mean, and when I say fight, I'm just talking about standing for truth and being unashamed and bold about it.
Right.
Why be timid?
Yes.
Why be timid in these hours?
Exactly.
Why be timid for our children and our children's children?
Exactly.
Are they at stake or aren't they?
They really are. There's no doubt about it. We're visiting with Dr. Tim Clinton, co-author of the forthcoming book, Take It Back, Reclaiming Biblical Manhood for the Sake of Marriage, Family, and Culture. He's the president of the American Association of Christian Counselors, largest and most diverse Christian counseling association in the world. He serves as the executive director of the James Dobson Family Institute, and regularly on with Dr. James Dobson.
Yeah, you know? I sure do love Doc, and he's been such a force of influence in my life. You know, no one has stood more for the family than Dr. Dobson, and he's a man who's bold about marriage, about family, and about righteousness and culture.
He's always been. That has been his brand and his legacy. He has been consistent that way. Boy, I'll tell you, our kids were raised. I mean, we were raised. We were, you know, so informed and challenged by Dr. Dobson's ministry. And, of course, now his son, Ryan, has been on with us several times. And I remember all those stories
Ryan's
that we would talk about.
Ryan's got a little vinegar in his belly. You bet he does.
Oh,
you know,
I love that
rebel parenting.
I love that rebel.
I mean, you've got something to say.
Yes, exactly. But like you said, this time, this moment, is Jesus who he said he is? Is that what you see?
Yeah. It's a moment, Bill. It really is a moment.
Right.
And, God has never left himself without a remnant, and there's a stirring.
Yes.
You know, in our new book, Take It Back, I teamed up with a buddy of mine, Max Davis, and wrote a book that we felt like men could absorb that would challenge them, encourage them. There's such a beatdown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, men are portrayed in the media as buffoons,
right.
Disengaged, they grunt, you know, and they're porn addicts, they don't care about their kids or stuff like that. But I'm telling you, there's something happening, Bill, in this moment.
Right.
There's a stirring among men. I've seen it. We've had events. We talk to a lot of men. There's a challenge because virtually every man I've ever met doesn't really believe that God loves him. He'll say God is good all the time God is good. Not necessarily to me, because Tim, if he knows me like you say he knows me, I'm not sure God could love me.
Yeah.
And what happens is they start getting wrapped up in shame. They start getting overwhelmed with just the societal pressure to minimize them. But I'm telling you what. They're wanting their voice back.
Oh,
I see it.
Yeah.
They're wanting to step into this moment. A lot of young dads are stepping up to the plate now and being a dad. You know, a lot of those younger men grew up without a dad.
Exactly. Yeah. And they've learned by the counterexample that they need, that their input into their children is so critical. The other thing that's happening as well, you talk about moments, and that this is something I've been saying for a number of years now, is that men are waking up to the reality that their child has been aborted. And tears are falling. I falling like you cannot believe. I've said it's like the cry of Rachel that is starting to be heard from coast to coast from men realizing that their children are no more.
Yeah.
It's a heartbreak.
There's a lot. You know what, Bill? We as men have given up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot taken from us, too.
Yeah.
But we swallowed the medicine. You know, we're believing the lies. And we're overwhelmed at times because of a past. But let me say this. You know, there's this messaging out there that masculinity is toxic. Being a man is not toxic. Is there toxic behavior? Sure.
Sure, right.
But being a man, God made men for a reason. These are the guys who build the walls. These are protectors. These are providers. These are fighters. They're warriors. You hear what I'm saying?
Defenders,
and it's time.
Yes, right.
Somebody needs, like Jonathan Cahn says, blow the horn.
Yes, exactly.
And wake up.
Right.
And step in. Dad, listen, it's not too late to become significant in your son or daughter's life. It's not too late, by the way, to let her know that you love her. It's not too late to have character and challenge yourself to have inner excellence. It's not too late to take things back.
And the neat thing about all that, Tim, is that's the way God designed
us. Come on.
We're not having to go be retrofitted.
You
respond to the God-given instincts that he's you know, created in all men, right?
And take it back. What do we want to do? We wanted to create short chapters that men could really resonate with. We opened the story of George Foreman and how he won the heavyweight boxing championship of the world and then came back and won it later.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And everybody said he couldn't do it. Taking it back is about stepping into this moment for such a time as this.
Amen. We are living a moment, aren't we? Dr. Tim Clinton right here with Bill Martinez and his book coming out soon, and we'll keep you apprised.
Thank you, Bill.
You got it. Thank you, bud.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Maybe not.